our human rights are not negotiable. They never have been and never will be. Each and every human being has a universal right to life. No matter what anyone or any government says, we all have the right to life. But throughout the tortured history of this planet we call Earth, certain human beings have taken it upon themselves to decide that certain other human beings are expendable. This tortured history and evilness is also here in the divided states of America, where the color of one's skin has made them not only expendable, but deemed by the powers that be as not worthy of life. This modern day and historical truth has been proven, especially within this country's so-called criminal justice system, where black people, and especially black men like me, have been sentenced to death and executed by being accused of or convicted of, rightly or wrongly, of the murder of white people. This racist mindset and ideology was also used in other racist classes and oppressive countries, such as South Africa during apartheid. Nazi Germany learned from the United States of America how to use racism to divide and segregate black people from white people and dehumanize them in the process. So much so that the Nazis did this to Jewish people. And this included the death penalty, where Jewish people were executed for just being who they were as they were born to be. Now here, in 2026, the government of Israel is doing to the Palestinian people what the Nazis did to the population of the Jewish people before and during World War II. And what the United States of America has historically done and is still doing to poor people and to people of color, executing us for political, religious, racist, and all inhumane reasons. It is now or never to get up, stand up, speak out, and get involved to stop our Palestinian sisters and brothers from being railroaded into the death chambers in Israel for being who they are as they were born to be, Palestinian people. How can this country called Israel do to the Palestinian people what the Nazis did to them? Haven't they learned anything from history? That executing people based on the color of their skin or their class or any other type of reason is wrong. It's humanely wrong, it's morally wrong, there's no other reason to do it other than racist and racism and classism and scapegoating. We're tired of being executed. We're tired of being murdered. My God, when is this going to end? Please get involved to bring an end to this man-made madness, because if human beings can start it, then human beings can stop it. And struggle in solidarity from death row at Stockton Prison in California. I'm Kevin Cooper.